Jesus in our gospel today is raising the standard even more than just the Ten Commandments, just what the words say. He is raising the meaning of the Ten Commandments. And he is saying the moral life is not so much about the good and the bad actions as much as it is the attractions of our hearts. That we need to be aware of what our hearts are attracted to, the evil that our hearts are attracted to, because that is where the bad actions live. And it's out of those, out of from our heart, is where we either do good or we do evil. And so he says that now he raises the standard that killing someone now includes being angry with them in your heart, to thinking bad about them. Likewise, we all know that Moses forbade having adultery. And Jesus raises the standard. He who looks upon another with lust has already committed adultery. It's not just the action anymore, but it is what's in our hearts. So I ask you, do you do all you can to avoid the sin? Not only the actions, but the attractions of the heart. If you have a hard time about a particular sin, don't just go after those actions and try to stop them. But look in the heart. See the attractions of your heart and allow our Lord to purify the attractions of our hearts. A good way to think about this area of sin is as you think about your sins, ask yourself, if you could commit them, would you? If you could do that action, would you? If the answer is yes, then you're not as purified as God wants you to be. There are oftentimes young people will come to me and ask in the confessional, how far is too far? Even that statement is having the wrong attitude towards the commandments. How far is too far? What's the least or what's the most I can do without it being a sin? But in reality, though, we should see that these commandments are guidelines that are for our good, that they are not to limit our happiness, limit our freedom, quite the opposite. You and I know that those sins that we are sometimes addicted to, where we're not free, quite the opposite. Those sins have control over us. And God has come, Jesus has come to set us free so we don't have to give in to the sinful pleasures, the sinful attractions of our hearts. But we have to claim that freedom. Seek wholeheartedly that freedom. Not in the how far is too far, what's the minimum I can do, what is the minimum? In reality, these commandments and the teachings of the church are for our flourishing, are for our happiness, are for our freedom. So I ask you to think, well, how do you look at the Ten Commandments and the teachings of the church? Do you perhaps grudgingly obey them or try to without really fully understanding why or their value? Or do you, with all your heart, say yes to the Lord's will, knowing, believing that obeying that truth will bring you to the happiness you ever could on your own? It will lead you to the fulfillment, to the perfection that God wants for you and me, to have the freedom that we were made for. Our first reading says, if you keep the commandments, they will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. Before man is life and death, good and evil, whichever he chooses shall be given him. My brothers and sisters, let us choose. Choose to seek the good wholeheartedly, not just to have a legalistic attitude towards the commandments and the teachings of the church, but let us give ourselves wholeheartedly to them, not counting the cost, not counting, oh, woe is me, I have to live this restricted lifestyle. But let us give ourselves wholeheartedly to the yes, that God, to the freedom, to the fulfillment that God wants for us through our obedience. It's not about just keeping the Ten Commandments. Our spiritual lives is more and more about growing in trust in God. To trust that He is trustworthy, to believe that He is trustworthy. And those who follow the commandments know He is trustworthy because they know they are for their good. Everyone who in the long version of the gospel, Jesus mentions marriage and divorce. Every couple that lives the church teachings and follow the church's teachings of marriage and sexuality, 97% are thriving, happy in their marriage. Because they're not bound, they are set free to love, love more fully, love each other more than they ever could on their own. They are free to love fully and receive the fullness of love. It's not a restriction. It's a freedom. I leave you with the line from our second reading. What eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what not has not even entered into the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love Him. Ear has not heard, eye has not seen. We cannot even imagine the good of what God has for us, for those who love Him, who have the freedom to love Him, because we are seeking in obedience to Him with all of our hearts, not grudgingly or strictly, but our full, wholehearted yes to His will. May we live in that freedom. live in the love, that God will bless us and those around us because of our yes to Him.